John, some more love, please. Woo. If that didn't open your heart, I don't know what will. Thank you, John. It opened mine. So, do we have the Dr. Ken or not? What? No? Okay, then I'll just start my talk. Let's do that. No? Okay. First of the month, we always have Dr. Ken Gordon, our spiritual leader.
Reverend Dr. Ken Gordon talking again on the global themes for 2016. As we move into the month of December, we have four more brilliant examples of ideas that you can use in your center if you so choose. For December, the global vision is the living spirit. And the topic on December 4th is, we believe in God, the living spirit almighty. Of course, that's directly from Ernest Holmes. I share with you that that what we are talking about here is we are talking about the base of our faith. We're talking about what we hold to be true. And when we refer to God, what we're referring to, in my idea, is life itself. We're referring to every single thing, both the fertilizer and the flower, the infinite itself, coming together in perfection to operate as what we call life. And the only thing that we have in this that separates us from it is our own ideas and our own mind, which are also spiritual and also infinite in their beauty and their magnificence. Dr. Holmes, in the Glossary of the Science of Mind text, says that the term God means first cause, the great I am, the unborn one, the uncreated, the absolute or unconditioned, the one and only spirit, the creative energy, which is the cause of all things. Love, wisdom, power, intelligence, substance, mind, the truth, the principle which is dependable. I add that it is Allah, Yahweh, Spirit, God, Buddha, infinite intelligence, life. It is all of these things coming together. There is no place where it begins and no place where it ends. And when we recognize the wholeness of this, the unity of this, we truly recognize that what we do to our brothers or sisters, indeed, we do to our own self. What we do to the planet, we do to our own self. It's this appreciation, this understanding of unity that is the thread that has run through all of the major religions since the beginning of time. It's the appreciation and the understanding that there is only unity and only life. This is what is meant when we talk about we believe in God and absolutely nothing else. We believe that only one thing is happening, that only one thing is occurring, and that is the divine outpicturing moving forward in the evolution of life to its perfection. That power that exists that we call God loves us so much that it pulls us to it. It pulls us back into where we came from. Where we came from was the infinite itself, and where we're returning to is the infinite. And this power, this presence, this life pulls us into it. And it loves us so much that sometimes it's uncomfortable being pulled there. It's like I tell my students, God loves you so much, it will pull you through cheesecloth to get you. This is exactly how we move and have our being in this world. The next week that we have is from Reverend Tinker Donnelly from Heartwork Central Coast in California.
I have to say that he goes on for the rest of the month, but we cut it off there. So everybody breathe. We're learning. The sound team is learning. So everybody breathe. Today I'm talking about that living spirit. So there's only one thing happening here. The living spirit is the basis of our faith. God, life itself, the infinite coming together in perfection. And there's no place where it begins and ends. It is always present, everywhere available. And it is the thread, as Dr. Ken said, it's the thread that unifies all of life, that unifies each one of us to everything else. And as we enter this Christmas season of 2016, and we witness the colorful decorations, and by the chance, did you see how beautiful this community looks around here? And it was thankful to a whole team that was led by Suzanne Grace Raleigh and her team that set this all up before the dinner for us. those family traditions that we all hold near and dear, and the cultural conditioning that can capture us and lift us at this time of year in joyful anticipation, or touch places of sadness in us. This season can and will be a powerful opportunity to call upon our ancient wisdom teachings and our spiritual practices. Let's use this time together as an invitation. Let's use this time to step up and to step through that threshold of consciousness, that place that calls us, that brings us to the greater truth of who we are. And we can do this by invoking and giving birth to the Christ consciousness that is alive within each one of us. The great teacher proclaimed, "You are the light of the world." The master teacher Jesus did not say, "One day you will be the light of the world," or "Suffer or work hard and you will earn the right to be the light of the world." That wasn't what he said. He said, "You are the light of the world. You don't need to be any cuter, any smarter, any more magnificent. You already are." He simply expressed what is true of all of us. You are the light of the world. Turn to somebody and say, "You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world." Say it to yourself, "I am the light of the world." However, what lives within all of us awaits an opening, awaits an opportunity to be expressed and to be experienced. The infinite presence awaits our recognition, awaits our direction. We have to call upon it. And most important, it waits our call. "Yes, I want to live in this light of truth that is innately my divine birthright. I am the light of the world, and it is alive within me. It is alive within each and every one of us." That's why our philosophy is called New Thought. New Thought for a reason, because it means that it invites each of us to create a space for clarity in our own awareness, that there is something that lives within me that I recognize, that I wish to recognize. And as we deepen our faith, we learn to trust. There is a power within that wants to be expressed and experienced and wants to be the very best part of us. Power within that loves us, that when invited will and does partner with us. However, it's up to each one of us to invite that not in, but to awaken, because it's already present. A new thought, a new belief, an opening where we make welcome the guidance, where we trust that greater opportunities are possible. We heard that today. We heard today the possibilities that have taken place for our family and our friends. And we heard that Meg, I loved when Meg sent this to me and she told me all about it. And Meg stayed open to new opportunities. She stayed open and she stayed open to guidance, and she was moved to write her piece for her credit union, because she had something to say. And lo and behold, she got $500 for that. That's good. Praise God. That was a new thought for Meg, you see? And she really wanted to attend to her friends. I'm not even going to talk about the washer and dryer that she got, but she wanted to attend her best friends that housed her and took her all kinds of places for what, 3 months? Almost 3 months. Long time in Paris, in France. She wanted to be able to be there for their wedding. And so she looked online, $1,300. She said, oh, well, that's too much. That didn't stop Meg. What did she do? She said, there's got to be a way. There is a way. And so God's nudge, Spirit's nudge, whatever you want to call it, to check the flight prices. She listened. She said, even though she's tired at night, she doesn't go online. $500, round trip. It was interesting because Meg had checked it again the next day, and the next day it was $1,400. There was an opening. Do you see? When we go and say there is a way, I don't know how this way is going to be. There's a window. And when we trust and believe, bingo, bango, gone, done. Thank you, God. That's how it takes place. And a new thought, allowing the living Spirit within to partner with us, to say yes, and to open to something greater. Because you see, I can't imagine what could have been greater for Meg, as Meg couldn't have imagined that. However, I know with God, all things are possible. So when we stop to say, and not let $1,300 stop us, there's got to be a way. I'm going to stay open to that way. I don't know how it's going to happen. We allow the possibilities to take place. Can you see that? Can you understand that? Does that make sense to you? Yes? Yes? Because you see, ours is to remain open to that. And when we're worried or we're fretful or we're fearful, we close down. But when we remain open to the possibilities, calling on a greater truth, we remain open. Yeah, this is happening. However, okay, God, what's possible? That's our opening. Wide open, letting, allowing. Allow the light to shine, to awaken. Allow the nudges of pure spirit to partner with you in whatever it is. It might seem impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And so we open. This is our divine birthright, to open to this greater truth and wait upon the Lord. That's what it means. Okay, I'm open, I'm waiting. Let it happen. Can you feel that? Yes?
Yes?
Yes? If not, ask for prayer after service, because they'll pray with you. These practitioners, they know how to do that. Do you see? Because we're not alone in this community. Okay. So those of you who can imagine the possibilities, I'm going to invite you to think right now. Think now, right now, of an issue or something you desire or something that you would like help with. Okay? Something you'd like assistance with. Bring it to mind. You got it? Yes? Great. Okay, good. So now breathe into it. Just breathe and open up. Stay open. You don't have to do anything except repeat after me. Greater possibilities are right near, right here for me. Greater possibilities are right here for me. I am open to receive. I am open to receive. I am open to guidance. I know as I ask, I do receive. I know as I ask, I do receive. Great. So just breathe into that. Good. Okay? Feel it. Feel within you that the answer, the solution is present. And you're open to allow the nudge of spirit, to show you, to speak to you. And let's allow that light within each one of us to shine and to light our way. Yes? You got it? Good. Anchor that feeling. Remember last week you got a tool. We anchor that feeling. We take our power drill and we power drill it in. Power anchor it. Yes? Yes? Good. And give thanks. Give thanks because it's done. And trust that with God all things are possible and you don't have to mess with it. And we say, and so it is, amen. Yes? You just did treatment. You just did the five steps of treatment, our affirmative prayer. That's what I just took you through. Easy, isn't it? Notice we talked about God as all there is. I am one with that divine presence. And this is what I want to realize. This is how what I want to move and to open and to create an atmosphere where I can make it possible with the presence of and partnering with Spirit. The living Spirit within you is alive and well. And it will and it does respond. And so we trust that. So that's our five steps of affirmative prayer, because we recognize that with God, it is possible. And if you want to know more about this, then sign up for one of those classes. For sure, you will really get to understand treatment in the Foundations class. But each one of the practitioners, they will teach you also in the other classes, in the book studies, they will teach you how to do affirmative prayer. Because you see, we realize that the possibilities abound for us beyond conditions, beyond issues. We're open. We're open to that light of truth that is ever available, that wants your highest and greatest good. And so we just say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we give thanks. Let it go and let God. Good? Yes? Got it? Yes, let's take back into prayer. So we just recognize that with God all things are possible, and this divine, magnificent expression of life that I call the infinite, the beloved Spirit, I stay open and ready and receptive to it. And I recognize that it is the Spirit of life that lives within me. It is the light that lives within me and lives within each and every one of us. For we each are the beloved place where God shows up. We recognize it within ourselves, and we recognize it today within everyone else. And in this light of truth, we call forth that divine creation and creativity to open us, to be, help us to be more receptive and available to the nudges of Spirit, to the guidance, to that greater truth. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth this miracle working power of God to heal, to renew and restore. And I especially speak this word for our Kay Daldren and Bruce and Nola. I know and accept that right where they are, a healing is taking place. And for anyone that you hold near and dear, for John's niece, John and Pixie's niece, we know and accept that right where they are, God is, and we don't need to do anything but to know that truth and to let it go and to let God do God's work. So I just release this, my word, into that ever-loving, living law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of it. And we just let God do God's work. And if you're in agreement with anything I've said here today, please join me in saying, and so it is, and so it shall be. Amen.